Hello, welcome to Newsbox. It's Friday the 14th of July.
Ooh.
Friday, we've had our crunchies.
Yeah.
They're very good.
Had them early, didn't we?
We did, yeah. Just welcome to any new listeners to Newsbox. Don't expect this to be very slick, that be full of musical soundscapes, because it's not that sort of thing.
No.
It's very spontaneous.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, this is entirely unscripted. We don't know what's going to come out of our mouths.
No.
But, you know, it's spontaneous. We haven't got a producer. It just happens.
In a way, we are the producers.
We are the producers. And, you know, it's recorded in our office, and sometimes the phone rings in the middle, or someone knocks on the door. We try and avoid that happening, but sometimes it's unavoidable. It's a busy working office. So anyway, what we're going to do now is talk about the news in the papers.
What's been happening, Flower?
Well, it's all kicking off in the Middle East.
Oh, shit.
Looks like there could be a war. Israel and Lebanon, they're getting angry with each other. The Hezbollah have come out and started blowing stuff up. I don't really understand much of it, but it does mean that petrol prices have reached an all-time high.
Again?
I think so. Maybe not an all-time high, but a high of this year.
Oh, dear. That's not very good. The Sun's reaction to it has been, get the Brits out. But the Israelis have bombed the airports with the runways, so it's difficult for people to get out of Beirut. So good luck to everybody over there.
Yeah, we've got fighting. Any listeners
in the Middle East. In the Middle East.
You know, try and calm things
stay
down.
Stay indoors. Probably get some tins of beans in and things like that. Just get some, stock up a bit so you get some supplies, get some bottled water, stuff like that, because you never know what's going to happen.
If you hear any loud bangs, get under the table.
Get under the table or something that you know is quite sturdy. And kind of cover your head. Cover your head and your eyes, I reckon.
Okay.
Keep your doors and windows closed, keep the curtains drawn.
Move on.
Etc. Prime Minister Blair's hopes of escaping a sleaze probe collapsed last night. What's a sleaze probe?
I don't know, but it sounds filthy.
That sounds like a finger up the ass, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
That's all I've got to say about that.
All right, okay. Ken Livingstone's been given more powers, and he's so excited. He's doing some dances with some ballet dancers.
Gosh.
They've got Russian names, I can't pronounce them, but he was launching the big dance in London. If you want to have a look at that, it's on page four of the Metro. He's doing a little dance.
Oh,
and
he's
making
like
a little love.
Some Italian mag has printed some pictures of Diana fighting for her life in the car crash. The Sun says, shame on
is
you.
It's Italian, isn't it, magazine? Not a magazine in this country.
Yeah. Shame on you. And they've shown the front of the magazine, but they have put a little thing over the top of where Diana is lying, all mangled. So I imagine, you know, somebody else is going to follow suit, aren't they? Do you reckon?
Probably, yeah. For me, you know, it's not very nice, but it's not going to bring her back. It's not going to make her any more dead. I think it's less sad than the Sun putting that "I shagged Diana" story on the front page.
In a way, it proves that she's dead, because there's a lot of doubters.
There's a left winger in the Labour Party called John McDonnell who said, he's come out and said he's going to stand against Gordon Brown when Blair steps down as Prime Minister.
Ooh, what's he called?
Oh, he's called someone ringing me up. He's called John McDonnell.
Ooh.
I told you the phone would ring. I don't even know who it is.
He looks... Nah,
He knows he's not got much chance, but he's doing it, you know. It'll raise his profile. Could be interesting.
Although Cameron was an outsider and that would happen there.
Yeah, he did one good speech. They went, oh, isn't he charming?
Posh and Banks's son, Romeo, sung all the words to Mamma Mia and then Brooklyn went round with a cap.
Where was this?
It was at some footballing party.
You think they'd have enough money, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Did they give it to charity or something?
It sounds like they were all having a laugh. People were giving them pennies and stuff.
So it shows he can turn out gay then?
Probably. Mm. I mean, with them for parents, what else?
And singing
are they?
ABBA songs.
Not got much chance, have they, really?
Crikey. A vicar has been in big trouble because he went to a school There's a girl who did very well in a maths test or something, and she got a certificate, and he had to present it to her. And when he did, he kissed her on the cheek, saying, "Well done." It's something that would have been perfectly natural if she was in showbiz.
Yeah.
Or if it had been, you know, a few years ago. But now he's saying, no, we can't do that. And he's been investigated. He's probably on a register. It seems a little bit hysterical, to be honest. But
I don't know.
Maybe you just
it?
Can't be too careful.
It's a shame. Look, this little thing. Everyone knows the Sun is number one for brilliant stories. But to keep this up, we need you, our army of readers. We have heaps of cash to exchange for amazing tales, true life stories and great showbiz gossip. We never reveal our sources and we look after our contacts, unlike our grubby rivals. Get in touch today.
Have we got any stories?
Tales and true life stories, meaning some of it could be made up. So, if you've got anything to say to them, flog to them, email it to exclusive@the-sun.co.uk.
Even if it's made up.
Even if it's made up, I might have a think about what I could tell them.
Yeah, make something up. Fran Healy from Travis has put a giant post-it note on the door of number 10 Downing Street telling Blair he's got to make poverty history. I don't know where he got the giant post-it note from, but I'd quite like one.
It's quite a nice little stunt there, isn't it? Charlie's Angels, the original ones, are set to come back to do another thing, but they're all nearly 60 now.
Yeah, they're going to look
and
not great.
The person heading up the project is Henry Winkler, better known as the Fonz.
Oh, he must be about 80 by now.
Yeah, he's
93. Some policemen from the old days, he's written his memoirs, they've been in his family for a long time, but they've now given those over to Scotland Yard, and he was an investigator in the Jack the Ripper case, and what was his name? Chief Inspector Donald Swanson. And he says that Jack the Ripper, the main suspect, was Polish barber Aaron Kaminski. That's who he thought had done it, but they didn't manage to prove it. He died in an asylum in 1919, but that's who they reckon did it.
But so it's not actually been solved yet?
No.
So I thought it was the Queen's doctor.
No, there's various suspects, but nobody was ever convicted of it, and it's a bit late now.
I suppose there's...
The forensics have all dried up.
Have they?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, they could do more things now with DNA, can't they?
They can, but they didn't think, oh, in the future they'll be able to trace these blood samples and so on. They didn't have fingerprints or anything.
So have they just thrown all the evidence away?
Oh, I don't know.
Be interested to know. The Princess Beatrice turning 18, but the Queen's not going to a party.
Well, I wouldn't want my gran at my 18th birthday party.
Well, that's basically what the Queen says. She went, oh, we're too old for that. She's apparently upset by it.
Well, it depends what sort of party it is, I suppose. I mean, if it's a...
Well, there's 500 people going and it's at Buckingham Palace.
Oh, well, the Queen should go then.
Yeah.
What a cow. A police dog which was left in a truck with the engine running, knocked the vehicle into gear and ran over a woman.
That's funny.
So, watch out for that sort of thing. James Blunt's story for today, he's working out. The papers tamper with your image, he says, to make you look less fit. Or less than fit.
Oh,
yeah. Thing is, we all hate him.
There's more autistic kids than ever, apparently. About 1 in 100 these days.
Well, there's arguments that that isn't actually on the increase, it's just people's diagnosis is better. So it's getting spotted more often than previously. And there's certain people I know who are older, let's say, who I'm fairly sure are autistic, but they've never been diagnosed.
Yeah.
Mildly so.
But they say, they think that is part of it, that it's now more recognising, but they also think that there's more of it about...
Is it because there's more people?
Don't know.
It's not because of the that jab, is it? Which everyone said would make you go autistic.
Oh, it could be.
But that's
bad. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. It must be.
It's the 40th anniversary of Star Trek. So somewhere near York, there was a 13-hectare maze been made with a picture of Spock in it. I think that's Jean-Luc Picard. There's the Enterprise. You can have a wander around. It's like a really elaborate crop circle.
That's cool.
It is cool, but I can't feel... I kind of feel it's a bit of wasted energy. There's the road there, so you can see how big it is.
It's huge. I wonder if that client of mine will be going.
Possibly.
I bet she does. Pete Doherty is having some kind of implant fitted into him to try to stop him from going, oh, give me some more drugs all the time.
Yeah, I've read that, and it says that he's still not had a clear drugs test since he...
Since he went off them.
Since he... Yeah. He's still essentially been on them. Although they're pleased with his progress.
What?
The authorities.
Still taking drugs?
Yeah. Or maybe less, I don't know. Richard Attenborough and David Attenborough have been made honorary fellows of Leicester University, which is lovely. They were both brought up in Leicester because they're both brothers, you see.
Aww.
So they were brought up in the same place.
Interesting.
But that's nice. I can't help feeling that's a bit more worthy than, say, you know, Michael Douglas, who got one from some university in this country a few weeks ago for his services to film.
Mm.
You know, the Attenboroughs, they've done some great stuff.
I mean, what are his services to film anyway?
Well, being... getting his knob out in some films.
Yeah, having a weird, taut, pinched face and slack back hair.
Nepotism.
Nepotism?
Yeah. Services to nepotism.
I don't think he's done much for us.
No.
Yeah, you know this Love Island shit?
Yes.
Apparently it's already that crap. They're sending in Paul Dunan to...
liven things up a
bit. But I just... there's a nice thing here. They've described him as a one-man stag party.
That is tragic, isn't it? Oh, imagine
it's
things being so boring.
Though.
You have to
send him. They've pointed out that morally it's inexcusable. It's worse than Big Brother, isn't it? Because they're just sent there to try and make them fuck each other so we can all watch.
And it's never going to happen. Britney Spears has said she'd love to do a duet with rapper husband Kevin Federline. And she also wants to launch a baby's clothes range. So she's keeping herself busy.
And she's not crying from eating chocolate.
It's egg news today.
Egg?
Egg news. Two egg stories. One is that some people did a hoax on the internet saying that you could boil an egg by putting it between two mobile phones. And it would boil. It's been sent around. Everyone thinks it's true. Even on Russian telly, they tried to reenact it. someone's finally come up and said, "No, I made it up, you fools." And in Kazakhstan, a chicken has laid an egg with the word Allah visible on its shell. They're going to keep the egg. They don't think it's going to go off because it's obviously it's very special.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Think someone's just written it on.
I imagine it's just.
I mean, how fucking
it's just
stupid.
A squiggle, isn't it?
Do they have to be, really? That's true, actually. Their writing is all squiggly, so
yeah.
It'd be quite easy to do that. Even quicker to just go with a biro. A cable car's fallen, but all the people who were on it cheated death by not dying. So
that was in Scotland,
nice.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Is it Ben Nevis?
I
don't know, there aren't any cable cars in this country. Never been in a cable car, have you?
Yeah, I went on one. I think it's up the in Wales, up the Great Hall. I won't talk about Wales again.
Joe Goody's weighed into the Prezza discussion. She says, "I've been reading about this fat bloke. What's his name? John Prescott. Apparently he's the Deputy Prime Minister, and he's in trouble at work for having sex with someone. He'll be in enough trouble from his missus anyway, so why can't we just leave him all alone?" What Jade thinks about it all.
But does she know about the cowboy outfit?
I don't know. I don't know where this information has come from. I suspect it's from her column in Now magazine.
A boy sneezed and then died.
Oh yeah, I like this story. He had a brain hemorrhage, didn't he? Quite sad. Watch out for sneezing.
Yeah.
I mean, if you've got hay fever, it's going to be a bit of a nightmare, isn't it?
Yeah. Michael Jackson, Wacko Jacko, his wife is saying, "Look, please carry on giving me the money that you meant to give me all the time. I need it so I can try and sue you."
One who was the nurse?
Yeah, Debbie Rowe, who gave up the rights to her kids and now wants them back. But she needs, you know, expensive lawyers in order to do that. And Wacko has to pay for it.
How ironic.
Yeah.
Abby Titmuss helped a cyclist who was knocked over by a hit-and-run driver. Of course, she was a former nurse. So she managed to do ABC, checking airways, breathing and circulation. It just kicked in.
At the same time,
not a former nurse, but I reckon I could do that.
Yeah. At the same time, phoning somebody up going, quick.
Quick, get down here, get a picture of me. You can see my knockers, and I'm saving a man's life. Let's wrap it up now. Got any more news?
Oh, there's Superman. I like that. I think we should do some stars.
Okay. Pisces.
You're going to fall in and out of love today.
Just like that.
Just like that. In love, and then you'll have a couple of moments of just being like, oh yeah, that's brilliant. I love that person. I think, oh actually, no, they're a bit of a cock.
Capricorn.
You're a cunt.
And finally, Taurus.
Taurus, you're going to go on a bus. It's going to be very hot.
Right, thank you for listening to News Pucks. Have a lovely weekend. We'll be back on Monday.
Hooray, bye.